Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Southern Tire Plumbing and Renovations?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Hi there. My name is Maria over here at Local Splash, and I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings. It's usually the owner of the business. I was hoping that it could be you by chance, sir.
That's me.
Okay, that's great to know then. Hi. Sir, do you mind if I ask for your name so that I could address you properly? Only if it's okay, of course.
I'm Zach.
Zach. I see. It's nice to meet you, Zach. My name is Maria, once again with Local Splash. And what prompted my call to you is that we're a data service provider to Google and Meta, formerly known as Facebook. And we wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the first page of Google for your categories in your area. I just have like a very quick question, Zach, since I see you here on HomeAdvisor. I just wanted to ask if this is current.
Oh, HomeAdvisor sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm guessing you didn't have a good experience with them. I mean, it sounds like it. I'm so sorry to hear about that. I just wanted to ask, is this in regards of the leads?
Yeah, it's just pretty, the concept is pretty stupid. I mean, if I'm going to pay money for advertisement, essentially, I mean, not that they give you leads whether you get the job or not.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to pay money for anything, it's going to be towards advertisement through a legitimate, source.
Of course.
Like Google looking for a plumber, you know, my name pops up, that's worth more to me than grab some random customer and have no clue.
Of course, I totally understand.
It's usually usually when you're on like HomeAdvisor and you're looking for a specific task to hire, a service person for, when you're looking for a plumber on Google, you're looking for a plumber. It really doesn't matter what the issue is. They want you to fix it. That's what it is.
Oh, I see that. I totally understand. And I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through that and actually spend money on that as well. So here's what we can do for you. I just wanted to ask, if we can get you up on Google and, have calls coming directly to you and you do not have to pay per lead or anything like that, and, of course, save you some more money from what you spent with HomeAdvisor and actually choose the keywords that you would like to put out there. I mean, I'm sure you'd be interested in that, right, Zach?
Yeah, for example, if I type my company, or if I type in, a plumber into Google, my company would come up, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see that. I see that. So, actually, let me just go ahead and check on that one for you, Zach. So, actually, what we can do for you is that, anytime, anyone does a search for any of the services that you provide, for example, you've mentioned, plumbing, plumber, remodeling, or water heater installation, well pump repair. Well, any keywords that you would like to put out there, and also any locations that you would like to put out there. From what I can see here, you are in New York, right, sir?
Yeah.
So just in case, if we're going to do business together, sir, what we can do for you is, for example, plumber in New York, we are going to see you on that first page. And you know how when you do a search on Google, right? So there is this map that pops up with red dots. And then right below it, there are businesses listed. You can either, click to call it, you see the website, or you get the directions. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, great. Well, sir, that's called the local map section. And what we do is that we provide a service that places companies there, because we know that 90% of the revenues goes to those businesses. I mean, since right now, it's not just for example, I need a plumber. Sometimes I'm going to put in plumbing, or sometimes I'm not going to put in remodeling. I may put in remodel, and maybe not in New York, or maybe, in Owego or in Vestal. And what we can do is put you on all of those keywords and all of those locations. So a lot of clients are going to call you directly, and you do not even have to pay per lead for that. And I'm sure you do see the value in that, right, sir?
No, I do. I've been interested in it. It's just I haven't really known how to proceed.
Oh, Well, we can actually help you out on that one, sir. So the reason actually why we are contacting you today is because we just had a position open up within our company for your category. So what we're doing is we're speaking with everyone in the area today looking for just one. And, you know, once you find them, we close out the area, and we cannot work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Of course, Zach, I just wanted to assure you that we really can, since we're a Google Channel partner. And, of course, if we go on business together, it is our priority to put you on that first page, right? I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great to know. So I just have, like, a couple of questions for you. How long have you owned the business for, Zach?
Few months now.
Few months? Wow, fresh business. That's great. And are you the sole owner, Zach?
Yeah, yep.
I see. And also, I don't see a website here yet. Do you have a website already?
Not yet. I have a company I'm going to be working with to do so, but I don't have the time right now.
Oh, well, I just wanted to let you know that we may be able to help you out on that one, too, since like we're like an all-in-one company as well. And also, Zach, how far are you willing to travel for a new client?
Really, honestly, it really depends on the job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you're not going to drive 200 miles to go replace someone's hot water heater, but you may for a $20,000-$30,000 renovation, you know?
Exactly.
It really depends.
Of course, but I mean, I totally understand, especially with the gas prices right now.
I mean, ideally, probably 25-mile range.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see then. So depending on the job, but usually like 25-mile, correct?
Yeah, that's what I'd say is ideal.
Okay, great.
That's a pretty wide span for the city.
Yeah, it actually is right now, sir, especially with the gas prices and all of that. And also, what is like your target market? Like, do you want to do more in residential, commercial?
Probably residential. I mean, I have I've done commercial work. There's nothing there's nothing wrong with it. It's just you gotta wait to get paid. Me being a smaller company starting out, that's kind of a big deal, you know. So I mean, residential is just ideal.
I see.
But, yeah,
okay,
I mean,
so
if there's commercial, you know, like Monroe Tire, they called me this week for backing up sewer. Of course, I took care of them. So, you know, commercial is nice to have as well. But, yeah.
But more on residential, right, sir? So then we can focus more on residential then so that, you know, that will be your target market, right, sir? And also, I'm sure you can handle more business right now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm planning to expand.
Yay, okay, that's great then. So this is going to be perfect. So being that this is a very exclusive listing that we'll be filling in today, I mean, you do see the value in having your business on that first page, correct, sir?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Okay, great to know. So actually, sir, I have some great news for you. So we may be able to give you, like, a new business credit as well, just to let you know. So let me just go ahead and pull up the listings here as well as the pricing and any questions that you may have, okay? Please bear with me a moment.
Okay,
and also let me ask my pricing director, Stephanie, here. Okay, she will be the one to help you out on how you can continue. All right? She's addressing you right now.
Okay. All right,
hi, good morning. Is this Zach?
Hi, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach. My name